Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts. Good evening, loyal listeners, and also to my many, many, many fans. Welcome to another episode of the Bobby Wonder Show, starring me, Grabstack, and my superhero BFF, Bobby Wonder. The sun is just about setting today, which is perfect because tonight we're doing something very exciting. We're going to be participating in Pflugerville's annual stargazing competition. I love stars. Heck, I am one myself. We'll be able to connect with the cosmos and enjoy the beauty of the night sky. Maybe we'll even be able to see Florp from here. Let's go meet up with Lucy Wow to see what kind of telescope she invented for this. Come on!
Lucy Wow! Hey! Are you excited for tonight's stargazing competition?
Am I ever! I have been waiting all year for this night to arrive.
That's how I feel about the fried banana eating contest day. But stars are cool too.
I think I've perfected my telescope, so tonight should be celestial.
Can you show us what's so special about your telescope?
Sure! Let's head into my workshop where Kapow and Lenore are putting the final touches on the telescope. Here it is!
Ooh!
Bing, bang, boop.
That's right, Lenore. We're finished with the telescope. It's all ready for use.
Thanks, Kapow.
Lucy, this telescope looks amazing. It's so sleek and compact.
Ooh, I love the silver and yellow straps.
Adding a pop of color is always fun.
What's this little dispenser do?
Why, it dispenses hot cocoa and hot apple cider. It can get cold at night while stargazing. Why don't you have a cup?
Mmm, delicious and toasty warm, Lucy. You've outdone yourself. A hot cocoa and apple cider dispensing telescope? Lucy Wow, you really are a genius.
I know. Besides dispensing hot liquid, my telescope's lens also has the ability to zoom in to the nth degree.
What's the nth degree?
It means this telescope can see over 100,000 miles away.
That's like really far.
Ocular starfish.
It's the first of its kind. We'll be able to see all sorts of constellations and planets. Maybe even discover a new star?
Speaking of, it's time to go!
You're right, Kapow. Darkness has settled in. Let's head to the Pflugerville Astral Observatory. Bobby, think you can give us a lift?
Of course. Let's go, everyone.
I just drank some hot cocoa and apple cider, so maybe don't fly too fast, Bobby. I said don't go too fast! Oh, I might be sick.
Don't throw up on my new telescope. You'll obscure the lens.
I'll try.
We're here.
No crash. Phew. I just think I'm gonna... Oh, it was just a burp. Okay, I'm all right. I'm all right. No one told me that wall was there.
Wow, the Pflugerville Astral Observatory is so beautiful. I've never been up here before.
Isn't it? I love this place. The gleaming white domes, the giant telescopes.
You can see the whole town from up here.
And more importantly, look above you. You can see all the stars.
Ooh.
Twinkle, twinkle, bright as stinkle.
There's so many stars. I didn't realize there was that many.
Yes, Grabstack. There are so many other stars, planets, and worlds out there. We are just specks of dust in the universe.
I'm not a speck, I'm a Grabstack.
Yes, yes. Now let's go check in. There's the competition's organizer over there.
Hi, I'm Lima Moon, the one who's in charge of this whole thing. Will you be participating in our stargazing competition?
Yes, we are participating.
Your last name is Moon? What a funny coincidence.
I'm one with the stars. My mother said I came straight from heaven.
Uh-huh, right.
Your station is over there. Get your telescope set up and then we shall begin. We're so lucky to have such a clear night. Not a cloud in the sky at all.
Thank thank you.
I'm still in awe of all these stars. There are so many, and they are all shining so brightly.
Here, let me set the telescope up, and then you can take a look. There, now, Bobby, you first. Take a gander through the scope.
Okay, here goes. Oh my, wow! I can see everything so clearly. This is awesome!
What you're looking at is Ursa Major, which means Great Bear. Sometimes we call it the Big Dipper. See how the stars align together?
Beautiful.
I want to see.
You go, Grabstack.
I don't see anything. It's just dark black.
Grabstack, you're looking through the dispenser battery, not the viewfinder.
Oh, I knew that. This is the viewfinder? Got it.
This is unbelievable.
I can see everything so clearly, Bobby. We have to explore all these stars.
Hey, Lucy, do you think you could point the telescope in the direction of Florp? I'd love to see my home planet.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
Sure. Let me consult my constellation maps to see where that is. Kapow?
On it.
These are all maps of the stars? There's so many. It's all so marvelous.
How did you map all these, Lucy?
Oh, it wasn't me. The Herschel siblings really laid the groundwork. They discovered so many comets, asteroids, and stars. I learned so much from them when we all visited them back in 1785. Remember that?
I remember not liking time traveling.
That's right. We time traveled back in time and met astronomer siblings William and Caroline Herschel. They invented the first major telescopes here on Earth.
Yes, they inspired me to study astronomy and get into stargazing, which is why I am so excited about tonight.
Orange bright per heeple.
That's it, Lenore. She's found Florp. If my calculations are correct, this tiny orange star is the planet Florp. Let me just swivel my telescope in the right directions. And here, let me see. Yep! Take a look, Bobby!
Florp! That's it! Wow! I can see everything. The mountains, the pink ocean, the Zwoopel Forest.
I want to see. Maybe I'll be able to see the monument carved in my honor.
I'm not seeing that.
My turn, Bobby. Hey, I don't see anything. Suddenly everything orange turned gray and misty. I can't see. Lucy, you need to fix your telescope.
It's not my telescope.
What do you mean?
The perfectly clear weather we had tonight is now not so perfectly clear.
Where did the storm come from?
With all these clouds, we can't see any of the stars anymore.
Our night of stargazing is ruined.
Oh no, looks like a storm suddenly rolled in and now it's super cloudy and we can't host this competition anymore. What a bummer. Guess it's time to go home. Pack it up.
Wait a minute there, Moon Sister. You seem awfully happy that a sudden storm rolled in to ruin the night.
Grabstack, it's not Lima Moon's fault a bunch of clouds just rolled in.
Why are there only clouds over the Astral Observatory and not over the rest of Pflugerville? Look!
Kapow is right. This storm cloud is only over the observatory. Something isn't right.
Is that just me, or did that thunder sound awfully robotic?
It did. Robozuki, which means...
That's right, it's me, Mighty Mila. I was pretending to be Lima Moon.
I knew it! Having the surname Moon while running an astronomy competition is way too convenient.
And while Robozuki distracted you with his storm cloud performance, which, by the way, good job, Robozuki, I managed to steal Lucy Wow's telescope right from under your noses. Now you won't be seeing any more stars tonight. Oh, I just love making trouble. Lima Moon out. Bye.
She took my telescope. What are we going to do now?
Don't worry. We'll get it back. And we'll clear this storm or my name's not Bobby Wonder.
And Robozuki are at it again. Of course. They've stolen Lucy Wow's telescope and caused a cloud storm to cover all of the stars. Ugh. I didn't even get a chance to get another cup of hot cocoa or apple cider. Time for a break while we figure out what to do next.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, hi. I didn't realize you were back. Was just thinking about that hot cocoa. I mean, the missing telescope. Mighty Malin, Robozuki may have tricked us again, but have no fear. Bobby Wonder and I are gonna right the wrongs and restore justice to the world of stargazing.
Okay, let's figure out what our plan is going to be. We have to find Lucy's telescope and figure out a way to clear out this annoying Robozuki cloud storm.
Mighty Mela sure knows how to ruin a good night.
Windy shivers me timbers.
Lenore, you're a genius.
She is? Are you sure?
Yes. Lenore just gave me a perfect idea on how to get rid of the Robozuki storm cloud. I just need to run back to my workshop to get just the invention for this. While I do that, do you think you could try and find where Mighty Mela took my telescope?
Sure, we'll find it.
Thanks. Be back soon. Come on, Lenore. Kapow.
Genius me.
Bobby, how are we going to find Mighty Mela? She could be anywhere in town, or in the universe.
I don't think Mighty Mela chose the name Lima Moon for any reason, do you?
I mean, I wouldn't have chosen that name for an undercover disguise. I probably would have gone with Poquito de Hamburg or Marlin E. Zoop, which are more distinguished names.
I think Lima Moon is a clue. Tonight's a full moon, and despite Robozuki's cloud storm, I can still see the moon shining through, illuminating the farms over to the west of Pflugerville.
You think Mighty Mela is hiding on a farm? That doesn't seem her style.
What about a lima bean farm?
Bobby Wonder, you are a genius and a scholar and an alien. Plus, you're also my best friend. She has to be hiding the telescope at the lima bean farm.
Let's go and search the field. Come on.
Okay, just one sec. I'm never ready!
The moon is shining right down on all these fields. Look, the lima beans, down here.
I can't tell if that's my eyebrow or a lima bean string. But either way, can you please hand it to me?
Sorry about that, Grabstack.
I'm used to it. It's in fact a lima bean string. I personally prefer peas to lima beans, but if I was going to rate my favorite bean at all, I'd probably have to go with a good old garbanzo. Ooh, I love a good hummus.
Grabstack, look! In the middle of the lima bean field, there's an outhouse.
Oh, do you have to go to the bathroom, Bobby? I'll wait out here.
No, Grabstack, I'm thinking that that outhouse is the perfect hiding spot for a telescope.
You know what? These lima beans are growing on me. Not too bad, not too bad.
The outhouse door won't open.
That's odd. Don't you have super strength?
I do, but it won't budge.
Ah!
That's because it's not a door. It's me, Lima Moon. I mean, Mighty Mila. Gotcha.
Mighty Mila transformed into an outhouse. Pretty fitting.
Hey, that's not nice. How did you even find me?
Your name led us right here to this lima bean field shining underneath the moonlight.
Yeah, you gotta stop picking such obvious alter ego names. You know what? I'll let you use Poquito de Hamburg, but only once.
Give us back the telescope, Mighty Mila. You've had your fun.
Ugh, fine. Being an outhouse wasn't very exciting. You can have your telescope back, but good luck trying to see any stars. Grubozuki's cloud storm is still gonna block the view. What was that?
Sounds like wind. Let's go, Grabstack.
Just a minute, pouring myself a... I was trying to get some apple cider that time and I spilled on myself.
Oh, look, Lucy, Wow, Kapow, and Lenore. What are they on?
Hiya, Bobby. Grabstack. Don't mind us. We are using my extreme fan paper airplane to clear away this robot cloud.
What a wonderful invention. What a wonderful invention. It's a giant paper airplane with a fan atop it.
That's just what it is. And look, the Robozuki storm cloud is dissipating because of the fan's mighty wind creation.
What? No! Robozuki, stay together. Don't let a stupid fan break you apart.
Lucy, point the fan at Mighty Mila.
Good idea, Grabstack.
What? No! I'll be back to ruin another night. Robozuki, no!
We did it! We were able to use my extreme fan paper airplane to clear the skies.
And clear off, Mighty Mila.
Also, we got back your telescope.
Hooray! Plus, we still have so much of the night left to stargaze. Thanks for all your help, team. I can't wait to show you some more constellations and planets.
I'd love to see the Virgo and Leo constellations.
What about a black hole?
Milky Waysy Wonder.
We can see all those things.
Okay, but first, can we have a cup of hot apple cider? I've been waiting all night. Whew! So glad we were able to stop Mighty Mila and Robozuki from ruining this perfectly clear, starry night. I was worried I wouldn't get to have a cup of hot apple cider again. And also, you know, look through Lucy Wow's super cool telescope, I suppose. The universe sure is vast, and we're so lucky we get to be a itsy-bitsy tiny little part of it. If you haven't stargazed before, I highly recommend. If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, you can find more of Just Like It by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Now, my hot apple cider has just cooled to the right temperature, so I'm gonna have a sip. Alright, y'all.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com. Friendship and daring.